630 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
Well, you know that open pit coal mining in Alberta became a huge issue this past year when there were changes that removed protections for large areas of the Rocky Mountains and their foothills. The outcry resulted in a pause to those changes and the implementation of a panel that has been canvassing the province for what people think about and how about the mining and about whether or not it should continue or not. Now, word today that that report has been delayed by a month. It will now be handed over to the Energy Minister by November 15th. The head of the panel is Ron Wallace, and he says the delay is because of the overwhelming response that the panel has had. Now, our next guest became a familiar voice against open pit mining earlier this year, and now he's done what he does best, put those concerns into a song, tells a story through a song. Alberta's Corb Lund comes from a long line of ranchers and rodeo people who have called the foothills of the Rockies home for decades. He's teamed up with other Alberta country music stars in the re-release of a song against coal development. It's called This Is My Prairie. Take a listen.
This is my prairie, and this is my home, and I'll make my stand here, and I'll die alone. Well, they can drill and they can mine all my moldering bones, 'cause this is my prairie, and this is my
So as I mentioned, the song is called This Is My Prairie. Many are calling it an anthem against proposed coal development in the Rockies. Corb Lund joins us this afternoon. Corb, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This song came out in 2009. It's something else that, you know, you could rework it, change a few words here and there, and that it's still fitting for today. What does that tell you about what's going on in the province?
Well, yeah, that's right. It's fine. I'll say from the beginning, because your listeners don't know me, I'm politically neutral. I don't really particularly have any affiliation to any of the parties. I also am not against all resource extraction, but I'm against this because it's a stupid idea, and there's nothing in it for Albertans except for a whole bunch of water problems and destruction of the Rockies. And the song itself I wrote years ago as kind of a fictional story. My mom grew up in a ranch in southwest Alberta and has been pretty active in trying to protect that area for a long time. And I kind of wrote the song as a fictional account, just kind of based on that kind of those kinds of efforts. And then when this coal thing blew up earlier this year, it occurred to me that the song is almost exactly about the issue we're facing. And when some of the other artists retweeted and amplified some of my concerns, like Paul Brandt and Brett Kissel, it occurred to me that the song might be might be effective in getting people's attention about this issue, because it's timely that it's come on now for a couple of reasons. One is that things have been pretty quiet on the coal front, mostly because it's been summer, and also because the consultation committee has been busy. And a lot of people kind of think that it's been resolved, and I think the government and probably the foreign coal companies would like us to think it's resolved. It's very much not. So it's a kind of a voice of solidarity with all the people threatened by this, and a reminder that the fight is very much not over, and we're not going to shut up about this until we get a coal policy back in place that protects the Rockies.
As you said off the top here, Corb, you said, you know, you're not affiliated with any political party. I mean, that's just not who you are, your style, that sort of thing. So when you were kind of thrust into the spotlight, I think it was, you know, last fall, last summer into, you know, the new year, when this really hit home for you, is it odd for you to have become a bit of a face of the battle against this?
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to do it. I prefer playing music. but I mean, this is really personal to me, and I don't speak about politics much, and I would say the same no matter what party tried to pull this stuff. It's been deceitful, and it's been handled really sneakily, and a lot of deception and smoke and mirrors, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's very personal to me, too. I personally drink the water here in Lethbridge out of the Old Man River, which comes straight down from the coal mines they want to put in the Cortland Pass, so it's and the area that they've opened up to mining through rescinding the policy that was in place since the 70s is I think they say it's as big as Jamaica, and it goes all the way up past Edmonton. So it's a threat to the North Saskatchewan River system and the Old Man River system and the Red Deer River system, and it's just horribly short-sighted for a few hundred jobs. It just isn't worth it.
Corb Lund joining us this afternoon. Many of you know Corb as a country music singer. He's received multiple Canadian Country Music Awards, Junos, international award nominations, wins, but been using his voice, especially over the past year, to really protest against open-pit coal mining in this province. The new song, or the reworked song you just heard, is This Is My Prairie. And he's joined by Terry Clark, Paul Brandt, Brett Kissel, among others. When you picked up the phone and called them and said, hey, you want to come and sing with me on this tune? What'd they say? What did that phone call sound like?
Well, I was a little nervous because some of those guys have been doing this a lot longer than me, and I really respect them. Terry and Paul have been doing this way before I was. So I didn't know what they'd say, but they were all happy to help. And I think it speaks to the universality of the Rockies to Albertans. Mm-hmm. I think they really mean, like, there's an economic side to this that doesn't make any sense, and there's a threat to our water, which is huge. But also, Albertans, by and large, really, really value the Rockies and the beauty of the Rockies in terms of being kind of a heart and soul of the province. And that cuts across political lines. There's left-leaning people against this. There's a lot of conservative people who are against this. And the people who brought it to my attention were ranching families. It wasn't left leaning urban environmentalists. It was rural people. And so this is very much nonpartisan. It's across the board, and urban people, rural people, First Nations people. Nobody wants this.
So when you hear, like, we know that this panel has been put in place, that has been, you know, talking to people across the province, getting input on their thoughts. When you hear that it's been delayed, the final report has been delayed by a month because of the overwhelming response to the panel. Apparently, there's been like almost 180 papers from environmental groups, coal companies, municipalities. There's been all sorts of meetings that have been taking place, thousands of emails, and the person who is chairing this panel saying that many of those conversations they've had are with people who are strongly opposed to the industry's expansion. Does that give you some hope that? Does it give you some hope?
It does. And I've been hearing that the response has been overwhelmingly negative against coal. And yeah, like, it does. It's been really gratifying and heartwarming, frankly, to see people speak up about this across all walks of life in Alberta, because it really is important. It's our drinking water, right? It's pretty universal.
Yeah, you know, one of the most powerful parts in the song, it's sung by, it's a Cree Dene singer. She just has a beautiful voice, Corb. And in it, I think it's Cree and Dene. I think that's what it is. But she talks about doing the right thing and respecting the land. And I thought that when I heard that, I got goosebumps. And to me, that was... You know, I took away that probably more than anything from the song.
Yeah, that's my friend Cheryl Sweepigam. She's from Edmonton, actually, and she did a good job of singing and translating. I think that's right. I think there are fewer and fewer wild spaces that need to be respected. You know, a couple of minutes ago, you were mentioning the coal consultation process. Something that's really important to those of us who are watching this is that when the coal committee, the coal consultation committee, has been, as you said, tasked to sort of talk to Albertans, talk to the different stakeholders, and then in mid-November, they're scheduled to give their recommendations to the government. Mm-hmm. And we're insisting that the government make those public, as Minister Savage stated that they would back in April, because, as I said, I'd say the same thing about whoever was doing this stuff, but the fact is, in my opinion, it's been very deceptive, starting with rescinding the policy in the first place without telling anyone, and every step of the way, in my opinion, there's been nothing but smoke and mirrors. So if they think they can quietly take this recommendation and put it on a shelf and not tell anybody, there's going to be hell to pay. I think people are going to riot.
You know what? I'd like to think that over the past number of months that everyone involved here has seen the blowback from the way things have been done, and it would make sure that it's transparent moving forward. Corb, before I let you go, proceeds from this song going where?
To the landowners groups who are challenging this stuff in court. The Pictisco Landowners Group and the Livingston Landowners Group. Those are folks that brought this issue to my attention in the first place, and their legal bills aren't cheap.
Outside of the work that you're doing on this and the voice that you have lent to this, any word on you getting back on the road?
Well, our tour is scheduled for February, so knock on wood, this is the third time it's been rescheduled, so I guess we'll see. Meanwhile, I'm fixing a lot of fence and playing a lot of guitar. So.
Well, can't wait. Maybe we'll get some more new music from you as well, Corb. Can't wait. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Yes. Looking forward to seeing you on the road come February.
Thanks for the time.
Yeah, take care. Corb Lund joining us this afternoon. Again, the new tune is called This Is My Prairie. It was originally written back in 2009. Flipped some words around and being used now as an anthem against the open pit mining in the province. And Corb Lund, some of you, someone said, I don't know who Corb Lund is. And I'm like, oh, go, he's an Alberta favorite. Google truck got stuck just for fun.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.